Galena voters go to the polls tomorrow in the community's first ever recall election. Galena School Board President Kim Kopp is the target of the recall. The recall effort does not point toward any specific instances of fraud or misuse of power, but instead sees Kopp's leadership style as an obstacle to a larger series of reforms. From KIYU in Galena, Tim Bodoni reports.
The sponsors of the recall charge Kim Kopp with incompetence, and as evidence, a 200-word recall statement alleges, among other things, that Kopp is not receptive to other opinions about school district operations, that she misuses the chain of command to avoid responsibility for solving problems, and that her involvement with groups affiliated with the Galena Bible Church presents a conflict of interest. Former school board member Jenny Bryant is the primary sponsor of the recall effort. She started building a case against Kopp's continued leadership shortly after resigning from the Galena City School District Board of Education over the summer and assembled 11 other initial sponsors for the effort, followed by 31 signatures of local voters on the recall petition. Bryant claims that under Kopp's leadership over the past 3 years, too many resources have been siphoned away from Galena's elementary and junior high and redirected to the district's larger components, a 225-student boarding school on the former Galena Air Force Base, and the state's largest correspondence school, Interior Distance Education of Alaska. Bryant argues that the district's leadership is too insular and dismissive of community input, and after 3 years of failed attempts on the board to steer the district in a new direction, Bryant thinks that removing the school board president through a recall is the best way to open up the district's governing process.
If the community doesn't have a say, isn't part of the decision-making process, then that district is ineffective in representing the community and making sure that everybody is part of the system, that it's our school. We're ready for a change, a big change.
Kopp denies any wrongdoing and labels the allegations leveled against her as vague and short on the particularity required for recall under city law. She says that if Bryant and her fellow recall sponsors want to force a vote about school district operations in general, then it shouldn't just be her name on the recall ballot.
If that was truly the perspective, then it seems like all the current school board members would have been on the recall petition. In my studies of recalls throughout the state in the last 25 years or so, that has been the general way of doing things, is that a board majority voted a certain way, and so the whole board was being recalled.
Kopp admits that she's taken some of the criticism about her communication style to heart, but that overall the district has become more inclusive of public opinion under her leadership than it had been in the past. And if decisions don't always seem to benefit Galena's local student population, Kopp says that's unavoidable in an unusual school district like Galena's.
We have 4,300 students in our school district that we are responsible for. We're only elected by the parents of about 100, but we have 4,200 extra students whose parents don't vote for us that we are responsible to listen to their concerns and meet their needs as well.
The recall election will be conducted and supervised by the city of Galena, and many critics of the recall effort wanted the local government to derail it due to the lack of specific evidence that would demonstrate incompetence. But Bryant, for one, is glad that it wasn't too hard to put her concerns to a community-wide vote.
I have seen firsthand how rules and policies and procedures can just kill ideas and kill open discussion and open debate. And this was pretty easy to do, and it happened, and it's cool. It's going to a vote, and the people get to decide.
In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.